I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Bob Sherwood with Web Talk with Bob, and I can only tell you there is no such thing as free speech. Speech isn't free. Speech, all speech, has a cost associated with it. And just to be sure, and just to be clear, the Supreme Court struggles to determine what exactly constitutes free speech or protected speech. What can we really say that's protected? Then we have the court of law, and then we have the court of public opinion, and they're different, of course, as Roseanne Barr now knows. She may have a legal right to say what she said, but the court of public opinion ruled she did not. Now, I'm not going to defend Roseanne Barr, but I am going to just hopefully give you liberals out there some things to think about, and you Republicans, perhaps some things to talk to liberals about. Now, every once in a while, it's probably worthwhile to take a look at what is this freedom of speech that everybody talks about. For the most part, we have to go to the Supreme Court rulings on what constitutes free speech. And if speech is free, what do we have a right to do? And here's some examples. For example, we have the right not to salute the flag. I don't know how that gets into free speech, but that's a Supreme Court ruling. We have the right to wear black armbands to school to protest a war. I guess that's some form of freedom of speech. We have the right to use certain offensive words and phrases to convey political messages. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I'd have to read the entire Supreme Court ruling. But it says we have the right to use certain offensive words and phrases to convey political messages. And of course, under free speech, we have the right to contribute money to political campaigns. I guess that's a form of free speech. And of course, we have the right to advertise commercial products and professional services with some restrictions. If you watch television, and I'm sure that most of you do, then you must fall down laughing when the pharmaceutical companies advertise their commercial products. First, they have almost incredibly similar sounding names. Anoia, Atexta, Auraria. There's always the uhs and the x's in there somewhere. And then if you listen to the advertisement, you realize that they have free speech, but if you listen carefully, you would never take any of those drugs because of the side effects. The ones that say, occasionally, this drug has a side effect of promoting suicidal tendencies. If you take this drug and you feel suicidal, contact a doctor immediately. I mean, it's stupid, but it's free speech. What they have the opportunity to say on TV is protected. In other words, they have the right to say these things. No matter how stupid they seem to be, they have a right to do it, with some restrictions, according to the Supreme Court. Most of the arguments about free speech eventually wind up in the Supreme Court. They make a determination as to what or which rights are included with free speech. Now, we have the right to burn the flag. That's right. According to the case in 1989, it's a symbolic speech. It's symbolic. We can burn the flag. The interesting thing to me is that most of these things, with the exception of you can't say hell or fire somewhere, is that they're really symbols of speech. Now, you don't have the right to say things that incite actions that would harm others. Shouting fire in a crowded theater. Now, that's interesting because if you use your free speech to incite actions, but those actions didn't cause harm, then according to these rulings, you have the right to do that. But you don't have the right to incite actions that cause harm. But you have a right to say things that might cause actions, but not if those actions cause harm. In other words, the whole concept of free speech is an evolving kind of definition. Now, Roseanne Barr said something that I'm not going to repeat. We've all probably now heard it on TV a dozen times. But the reaction is one of incredible hypocrisy. Turn on any TV show. Turn on any TV show that has comedians, and you will see that they get paid millions of dollars to exercise free speech and say things that are offensive. They say things that are offensive to Jewish people, to Mexicans, to black people, to African Americans, to Irish Americans. And what about the poor Polish? They got beaten up for almost 20 years, and I never heard them one time object. I get offended at things that I hear on TV. I get offended when people call me a white old person or a senior. But I can't object to that. It doesn't cause anybody harm. Just because it offends me doesn't mean, I guess, that it harms me. But boy, did the people jump on the bandwagon against Roseanne. Now, you have to believe that this wasn't an event that simply was a knee-jerk reaction. Roseanne's show flew in the face of liberal Hollywood. It flew in the face of it. She was a Trump supporter. And the liberals and the Democrats and the I hate Trump people, they are having a heyday now. Because they're going to play the video of Trump talking about how good the Roseanne show was 1,000 times in the next few days. Because dumping Roseanne is equivalent to dumping Trump. Now, even Roseanne apologizes. Even she, says it was a stupid remark. And I agree it was stupid. But I watch HBO, and I watch these other comedians offend everybody, and everybody jokes about it. My guess is if a comedian used that same phrase on television, HBO, the crowd would laugh. They would think it's funny. No one would believe it was a real comment. It was an exaggerated, a caricature. And I know people are going to tell me, Bob, you're on the wrong side of this. You ought to jump with the other lemmings and tell people how bad Roseanne is. Well, I don't think she is bad. She said something that is offensive, but I read it 100 times. I don't see what everybody gets so excited about. I get offended all the time when I watch comedians talk about seniors and old white people and WASPs. but I don't get offended by it. I don't send out a dozen tweets to people and try to raise money to get the comedian pulled off the air, because I don't have that power. So what we're really talking about here in this area of free speech is not free speech as I would describe it. It's free speech as described or characterized by people with power. If you have power, then you have a chance to define what free speech is. But the rest of us, we don't have a chance to define what free speech is. I go into a movie theater and they say, "Are you a senior?" I get offended by that. Now, I know all they want to do is offer me a cheaper movie ticket. That's their intent. But I get offended by it because I think there's something old, something demented when they say, "Are you a senior?" Like, are you an old person that probably can't figure out how to use the ATM machine over there to pay with cash, or know how to use the credit card right, or has to sit up close to the movie theater, or do not understand what I'm saying? Are you a senior? And don't think for a minute that the liberals, the powerful liberals, the people with money, weren't waiting to attack Roseanne. If you can't attack Trump directly, and you find out who's around him, who he believes in, and attack them. Frankly, when I'm in a group today, I'm afraid to say anything. For fear someone will say, "Oh my God, you're a racist." Wait a minute, I don't see anything racist about what I just said. But I have to tell you, I'm frightened when I'm in a group. Because almost anything you say runs a risk of offending someone. A few more things about free speech, and I will drop it. Free speech is an evolving cultural phenomena. It is an interpretation of the First Amendment. It covers free speech symbolisms, wearing the flag, free speech words, like saying fire in a theater. But I think a distinction that always comes to mind is, does it harm someone? Is someone physically harmed? I don't care if they feel bad. If the words make a person feel bad, because I don't think that can ever be perfectly avoided. There's too many people in the United States. There's too many different beliefs. And if we eliminated every comment that might make somebody feel bad, then I'm going to tell you the comedians will be out of business. Because most jokes offend someone. They offend the woman, they offend the man, they offend the spouse, they offend the husband, they offend whitey, they offend African Americans, they offend Irish, they offend the Polish. Yes, words are offensive. The nicest words can be offensive. We all know that. But at what point do the liberals get to define free speech? Thank heaven we have the Supreme Court, but only a few of us can get to the Supreme Court. For the rest of us, we have to use some common sense. My common sense is, if there's no harm done, no physical harm done, then I'm going to come down on the side of a person who can say what they want. I know that's a terrible thing to say. You're going to think I'm on the wrong side of that. But you just can't make everybody happy all the time. Some people are always going to be offended. just as you are out there now. Somebody right now is getting offended by what I say. Oh my God, Bob, what are you saying? You can say anything you want. You don't have to worry about offending anybody. No, I'm not saying you don't have to be concerned about offending someone. I'm saying where we draw the line. If it doesn't hurt someone, if it doesn't harm someone. Fire runs the risk of harming someone. I.e., if you yelled fire in a theater with no people in it, it might not be against the law. Because it can't do any harm if no one is there. So they have to be considered in context. But I worry, I am concerned, that the liberals, the Democrats, will keep drawing lines around free speech until no one can say anything, because someone will be offended. I imagine if I were to record everything I said all day long and play it back at night, I offended someone during the day. My wife tells me often I offend her. But I don't do any physical harm to her. Yes, I may hurt her feelings sometimes, and sometimes she hurts me. So I guess that's offensive. But I'm not going to ask her to undergo any physical pain because she's hurt me or somebody else has hurt me. There's got to be some area of free speech where we can express what we think. And how can we get in trouble for expressing what we think if it doesn't harm someone? That doesn't mean that it might not offend them. But if it doesn't do them any harm, then I'm going to come down on the side of free speech, even though there's not many people these days coming down on that side. Because we never know what we give up. And we're giving up some part of free speech every day, and we never know what we give up until one day we wake up and we've given it all up. And there's nothing left. There's nothing we can say because it's too late. We gave it all up an inch at a time until the entire 100 yards was given up. Disagree? Give it some thought. Think about it. Record yourself all day long. And I don't mean when you're with a group of people. I mean when you're by yourself, thinking about things. How much of your speech do you repress? That's all for today. It's Bob Sherwood, WebTalk with Bob, signing off at gmail.com. WebTalkWithBob@gmail.com, signing off from the heartland of America. I'm not saying you'll agree with me. I'm sure a lot of you don't. But this is one person's opinion. And it's not that I just got here. I've been here for a few years. And I've seen quite a bit. Have a good day. Tune in tomorrow. Spread the word. Let other conservatives know what one conservative thinks. And let your liberals know. Let your liberal friends know that there is another side to the story. And this is it. Have a good day. Bob Sherwood signing off. Bob brought to you courtesy of red, white, and blue.